It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We're going to do Tucker's Tape. It's quarter number two, and we welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Andy. Nice bright orange shirt.
I wore this for you.
For Princeton? Yes. I like it. I like it. Thank you very much.
An ode to Chad Kanoff being signed.
Yes.
Princeton quarterback.
Kanoff.
Kanoff, sorry.
Kanoff. Undrafted. You wouldn't know that. Unless you watched a bunch of games, you wouldn't know that.
Did you have fun at the draft?
I had a great time.
It seemed
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to I put it on Twitter and Instagram, at Ross Tucker NFL, but I got a chance to meet and talk with Saquon Barkley for the first time.
First time?
Yeah, I'd never met him before. Yeah, I mean, I had seen him on the field before a game, but I never had a chance to talk to him.
Right.
What a great kid.
Yes.
I mean, he is incredible. If anything, I would say to him, he's almost going to have to learn to not be as nice when he gets to the NFL. I don't mean on the field.
Right.
Although there's some of that, too. I mean, like, in terms of, you know, people pulling him in all kinds of different directions.
Correct.
He's such a nice guy that it sounds bad to say he's going to have to be hardened up a little bit, but he's going to have to get a no guy.
He needs a no guy. I got a no guy story for you in a second, and I'll give it to you. Don't forget, this segment of Tucker's Tape is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Yes!
If you have RV needs, or if you want to go to a Penn State game, single game, and watch and do the RV and experience the game for the weekend, go PSU.
Dude, the
RV.
Coolest thing about that, I didn't realize that you can just rent RVs.
You can. Just
I didn't realize that. That's amazing. I thought it was just for people that already had RVs.
No, you can
rent. The fact that you can go up there, think about how much you save on, like, hotels. You know what I mean? Like, if you go there, it's better than being at a hotel. You can stay there the whole time. You take the shuttle to the game. You're right there. And it's a much better experience than a hotel.
You can tailgate there. You can go up Friday, leave Sunday.
And you can do one game, and you can just do – I love it. I might do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I bet I can get a discount. I bet my boy will give me a discount.
So before we go into – we're going to talk about 2019 recruiting class. And because while you were gone at the draft, we missed you last week.
You don't have to give me a discount, Mark. It's okay.
Penn State got the third recruit in the 19 class. We're going to break him down and break you down. So I'll give you my Saquon Barkley story. At the Uplifting Athletes Live for Life last year, they had autograph session when they were done, right?
Yep.
So one of us on staff was assigned to Barkley, and one of us was assigned to Trace. Because the rule was no more than one thing – you know, no multiple autographs, no pictures, because they wanted to keep the lines moving because there's a lot of people there. So I drew the Barkley straw, and I got Barkley. And Saquon said to me, he goes, I can't say no. You're going to have to be the guy that tells people no pictures, no sending your kid up there with four things for me to sign. I want to follow the rules, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
I need you to do that.
Good.
For
I'm
me.
Glad that he knows that.
So he.
That's a good sign that he knows that.
He knew that, and I was like, yeah, okay. And people tried, but you just kind of got a glimpse of like what the person was. So Penn State added its third recruit to the 19 recruiting class. Let's just say that we know that by the numbers, this is going to be a light class anyway. It's not going to be a very large recruiting class. But let's talk about Caden Wallace, right? Correct? Caden?
Yes. As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, as far as I can know. 6'5", 300.
It's funny because for a lot of these guys, I just see their name a million times, you know, in Greg and Dustin and Bob's stories at Penn Live. And you know, I watch videos of them or whatever. But a lot of times, I really don't know.
Their pronunciation,
yeah. I mean, how would you know? I haven't watched them play in a game or anything. I mean, I haven't heard them play in a televised game or anything or heard it on the radio.
So this is right up your alley. Caden's right up your alley. 6'5", 315-pound, four-star offensive line recruit from the Hunt School in Princeton, New Jersey. He's listed as a guard in terms of recruiting at the next level. He's ranked number 4 in the country at his position and number 81 overall by 247 Sports. You've watched his tape. I watched his tape. First of all, when I watched his tape, did anybody not end up on the ground at the end of a block? It took probably like 2.5 to 3 minutes before he didn't actually physically finish somebody at the end, but I'm interested to hear what you think of him.
Yeah, so number one, they needed some positive recruiting news coming out of the blue-white game. And frankly, I'm a little surprised they didn't get more. I'm a little surprised that they didn't have somebody else commit. He is gigantic. I mean, great girth and length. So he's already 315, but he's got long arms. He's a guard all the way.
All the way.
Yeah, he just does not move as well laterally as you would want from an offensive tackle.
I agree.
Know, that's like Asidu and Rashid Walker in the 2018 class.
Move.
That's what you're looking for an offensive tackle. He's not really that type of guy. He actually reminds me more of C.J. Thorpe.
Gotcha.
You know, that type of player where I think they're going to have – now, look, he did show some pretty good pass sets, some patience, some punch in his pass pro, but there wasn't a lot of it on there.
Right.
There wasn't a lot of pass pro. He's mainly just rolling people off the ball and killing them, which I'll get to in a second. But the limited pass pro reps I saw, I thought were pretty solid. But he's still going to be an inside guy. What you like about him is he rolls off the ball pretty good. You know, his initial quickness off the snap is pretty good. And he keeps his feet moving through contact.
That's what stuck
out
to me.
That is key. He's a road grader. Look, he needs to play lower, but anybody at 6'6 in high school, they're going to look like they need to play lower. They're going to look like they should play lower. But he rolls off the ball. He finishes. I mean, he you said it. He is looking to finish, which is a great quality. These are the type of guards you want. You know, you want these guys that are knocking people back, knocking people down. When you see him pull, he's an okay athlete. I'd say good athlete for 315. He's not a great athlete. He's not a great natural mover, which is why I think he'll end up at guard.
Here's the other thing that stood out to me in the last. He doesn't look extreme, like you said, athletic or very natural moving or pulling or, you know, going out to get a linebacker. But his footwork seems pretty good. It's like a sort of weird.
He's not like a real natural mover, but he's not taking a lot of false steps either.
Correct. So you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out, GoPSURV.com. It's quarter number two. It's Tucker's Tape. He's Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. We're going to talk a little bit more about the 19 recruiting class, and they only have three guys so far. And we kind of know that this is going to be a little lighter class in terms of numbers after what they did in 17 and 18. Let's look back at the other two guys they already have since we're talking about it.
They have Roberson and they have Ellis. We'll get to that. But I wanted to talk more in general about their class. You know, you can say it's going to be a smaller class.
Correct.
And there's a lot of time between now and signing day, Andy. But, I mean, the best offensive lineman in Pennsylvania, Andrew Kristofic, Penn State did not offer for some reason. He's going to Notre Dame. The top-ranked linebacker, Keith McGuire from Malvern Prep in Philly, Penn State, again, did not offer. He's going to Clemson. He had offers from Alabama, Ohio State, et cetera.
Yep.
And now the real stunner, which I think we have to talk about, is Andre White signing where he didn't
committing.
Sign. Yeah, committing to Texas A&M. Now, when it's a Harrisburg City kid that commits Texas A&M, I would say that there's a healthy amount of skepticism as to whether or not he ends up getting to Texas A&M. But I can tell you, he's been to Penn State multiple times.
He has.
And something happened at A&M that caused him to say, this is where I want to go. I mean, something happened there. He has great length and frame. Great length and frame. He's the type of guy that they're looking to get. Really good acceleration. He is an explosive hitter. He's not great yet, I would say, at identifying, keying, and diagnosing things.
I would agree.
But he is comfortable in space. He's an excellent blitzer. He's a very good player. There's a reason why USC and these other schools offered him and Texas A&M and whatever. And that would be, you know, it's one thing if you're not dominating the state with guys like McGuire and Rucci and Kristofic because for whatever reason you chose not to offer him. It's more pronounced when it's a kid you offered at a school you've gotten kids back-to-back years and Andre White, Bob.
Yeah, I agree. It does sound like he must have really enjoyed that A&M trip. And it's Jimbo Fisher is known as a great recruiter. That's what he did at Florida State. So I still think there's probably some time for maybe a change of heart. We'll see how that goes. It's a long way to College Station.
It is.
But I remember just talking to Greg Pickle when it happened, and it was no one saw this coming. And there really wasn't a lot Penn State could do. He went on a visit, and by the time the visit was over, I think he committed. So you just got to kind of
He's a good roll player.
I think he's going to get that 4-star, though. He's a 3-star now. I think he's going to be a 4-star by the time he's done.
I think he will, and I also think there's a long shadow cast of a guy that's wearing number 11 that wore number 23 for the Harrisburg Cougars. I really do. I think what he's looking at and seeing Micah move
And he's not Micah Parsons.
Right. He's not Micah Parsons. He's not even Parsons. Jesse Luketa, I would argue, to a degree, in some respects.
No, I think there's some similarities there.
Yeah. We could disagree on that. But the other thing is that strikes me is the 19 class in Pennsylvania, the 18 class was exceptional in terms of in the state. I don't know that the 19 class necessarily is all that great, but it's
well,
still
Penn State clearly feels that way. They've only offered three, Keaton Ellis, Andre White, and now Joey Porter's kid. The only three kids in the state of Pennsylvania that they've even offered, that to my knowledge. So they clearly feel that way. But what's interesting about it is the Notre Dames and Michigans and Ohio States,
USC's,
don't agree as much.
Texas A&M.
With offering Kristofic from Pine Richland and, you know, McGuire from Philly. And Rucci had a bunch of offers from Lancaster as well. I will say this. I like the two guys that they've already gotten committed. You can go back to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or the Keystone Sports app, KSN app, and listen to the evals. But their quarterback, Roberson, really impressive. I mean, he could really stroke it.
He just got his 4-star.
He got his 4-star?
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. And Keaton Ellis also was really smooth, the state college corner. So the guys they've gotten so far are solid players. It's just kind of strange that they've only gotten three at this point.
Yeah, I wonder if the new NCAA rule with the official visits in this window right now till sometime in June.
It's like it slowed things down rather than sped it up, which is interesting.
For Penn State, at least. All right, that'll do it. Coming up next, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.